Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 24th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law that I am, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. Ladies and gentlemen. And a happy birthday to Kirk Crosby. Yeah, man, it's his birthday today, ladies and gentlemen. In 58, he was born. Now he's 58 years old. Happy birthday, Frozen Style, to Kirk Crosby. All right, there you have it. What do you think of that, Kurt? Frozen Style, happy birthday for you, my friend. Welcome.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. That's nice, Sam. When you said Frozen Style, or what?
Yeah, you know what Frozen is, don't you, Kurt? Come on.
Well, I mean, that's
like
that
Disney style,
movie,
brother.
Right? Yeah. There's a happy birthday song with that movie?
No.
Oh.
It's just Frozen Style, you know?
Okay.
You see, you got different styles for happy birthday, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know, like you can have the negative style. You can be like, happy birthday.
Yeah,
oh, happy birthday. People dying everywhere. Right? You can do that kind of happy birthday. Or you can do like the Frozen happy birthday. Or you can do like the children's happy birthday. Now, I don't want to get into this, but I'm just telling you, there's artists that are women that do a little bit of a salacious happy birthday kind of thing, too. And we're going to run from that like the plague.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just done all kinds of ways. And I'm just telling you, a big shout out to Kurt for happy birthday. That's my style. Now, I tried to find a patriotic happy birthday, but they all want to talk about Uncle Sam. And that would be about me, not about you. And so I couldn't do that. See, that was kind of the problem with my, you know. Now, we want to say happy birthday to Kurt Crosby. He was born in 58. He's now turning 58. Congratulations. We hope you have a wonderful and blessed day, says one of our friends, and I concur and echo his sentiments, sir.
Thank you.
So there you have that. All right, enough of that. You know, we don't want to dwell on it too much, but we did want to at least kind of give a big old shout-out for that. We'll have a bigger to-do when you turn 60, though. I'm telling you right now.
All right.
Okay. Bush spent $130 million with nothing to show for it. We all, you know, talked about that yesterday. Sam and Kurt break down what it really takes in costs, in other words, financially, to run a 24/7 radio network. Pete Santilli, one of 25 defendants charged with federal conspiracy in the takeover of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, is asking another judge to overturn his prolonged detention. Santilli has been indicted in both the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, they would say occupation, I would say impasse, and in the 2014 standoff with federal officers in at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. So he's indicted in both of them. We talked about Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill. She announces that she has breast cancer, and she says it's a little scary. Our prayers are with her and her family. That's a horrible thing. We talked about Snowden. He says, I'd return to the United States if I could get a fair trial guaranteed. I appreciate his sentiments. I would concur that he's innocent until proven guilty, and he ought to have a fair trial. The government ought to be on trial in this situation. Nevertheless, Snowden, I will tell you that, sad to say, in America, I don't have confidence that you'll get a fair trial. I mean, where's Ammon Bundy's speedy trial? Where's Pete Santilli's speedy trial? Where's innocent until proven guilty? Where's a jury of their peers, huh? It's fleeting, Mr. Snowden. So, you know what? You'll probably never come back to America, sad to say. big penalties and jail time for not registering your drones, say the FAA. The Federal Aviation Administration, is that what it stands for? All right, now look, the FAA, the problem is, are they judge, jury, and executioner? What is this idea about big penalties and jail time if you don't have a, quote, permit? Or not registering your drones? If you don't register, then are they going to, you know, try you for breaking the law and have a jury? And are they just going to simply say, we're judge, jury, and executioner? We're going to nail you to the wall, toss you in the clink, and that's the end of that. See what America's evolving to, folks? Glenn Beck believes God had to kill Antonin Scalia to help put Ted Cruz in the White House. That's according to Ross Story. I'd love to interview Beck to drill into that with him a little bit because I think he's off his rocker. Judge rules that the DOJ or Department of Justice must share documents relating to the Fast and Furious scandal. CBS News, good for the judge. Charles Koch says he and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders don't see eye to eye on very many things. However, but in a Saturday opinion piece, the billionaire did double down and say Bernie's right. Wow. He agrees with the Vermont senator that the political and economic system in America is really designed to benefit the few at the expense of the many. Boy, is that true. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable. Brought to you yesterday by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. That's thepowermall.com. Second hour brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We had our guest on, Mr. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. We talked about Ohio, John Kasich blocking Planned Parenthood from state taxpayer funds. Breitbart, good for them. Candid discussion of the current candidates for president with Jim Clymer. We talked about the Constitution Party nominating convention is set for April 13th through the 17th in Salt Lake City, Utah. Jim Clymer thinking Kirk Crosby's going to run for president. So, you know, we had that going on. I would encourage Kirk Crosby to stay on the radio with me and not run for president, but that's just me. Maybe I'm just selfish. I want to, keep doing the talk show. I kind of believe we're more valuable where we are than even if we ran for president. That's just my humble 2 cents worth. Either way, that's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available on demand on your Roku player and or at LibertyRoundtable.com. So, Kurt, last night was the caucuses for Nevada. I got a bunch of headlines. I'll brief you on them to catch you up, and then I want your take. Oh, that's happy birthday, Kurt Crosby. Not that. All right. Trump clobbers Rubio and Cruz in Nevada, cementing his frontrunner status. Yahoo.com. Trump wins Nevada GOP caucuses and looks to win the next 12 state caucuses on Super Tuesday, March 1. Donald Trump wins Nevada caucuses by landslide, says The Wrap. Trump says, if you listen to the pundits, we weren't expected to win too much. Now we're winning. He said winning three times because he's won three in a row. Now we're winning, Trump said in his victory speech. Now Trump triumphed for the third time in a row with 91% plus of precincts reporting. Trump led with 46% of the vote. Wow. Rubio and Cruz trailed with 24 and 22% respectively, so the two of them together got exactly what Trump got all by himself. Wow. And if you take the 46% and the 22 and the 24, what, 46 and 46, the 92%? Carson and Kasich virtually had nothing. Now, Drudge is already dubbed Donald Trump the nominee. I'm going to say that again. Early on, Drudge has dubbed Donald Trump the nominee. Now, Trump says, if you elect me, I'll prosecute Hillary Clinton. Man, we need that. Trump says, if you elect me, I'll prosecute Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is also now calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve. You heard me. Trump is calling for an audit of the Fed. The GOP frontrunner actually even mocked Ted Cruz. He said it was important to audit the Fed. And he wanted to know, why did Ted Cruz miss Senator Rand Paul's vote to audit the Fed? Why was Ted Cruz absent for that? What's up with that, Ted? Said Donald. Now, Donald Trump also, he's everywhere. I mean, he's like the Pimpernel. The guy's just everywhere. And so Donald Trump was kicking back, and I guess he heard that Glenn Beck was doing a stump speech in Nevada for Ted Cruz. So Glenn Beck stumping in Nevada for Ted Cruz, and it looks like Donald Trump crashed Glenn Beck's speech. You heard me. Did Donald Trump crash Glenn Beck's stump speech in Nevada yesterday? Now, Twitter users are threatening to assassinate Donald Trump now. We'll talk about that. Pope Francis forced to back down, calling Donald Trump not Christian. Hannity and Beck face off over Trump. I mean, it's just getting crazy. Kurt's thoughts in seconds.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby's on the road. Happy birthday to Kurt. We are indeed talking about Donald Trump taking the world basically by storm. I mean, it's out of control. Believe it or not, the role that Trump is on. Everything's going on about Trump. I'll cover some of the headlines as the broadcast unfolds. What do you think of this, though, Kurt? He's on a roll, and some are now staying unstoppable. Trump even says, there's your nominee. What do you think? Is he right?
I think so. I know there are, you know, scenarios where the change could occur, but it's kind of looking like an out-of-control freight train to me.
Unless you're for Trump, then it's very in control, sir.
Well, what I mean is that, you know, unstoppable maybe would be the word, you know, because you've got, I mean, you have a big bunch of folks, you know, and Pat Buchanan kind of labeled them the Reagan Democrats and the, you know, there's a whole bunch of those guys that I remember at least kind of showing up for the election of Reagan. And, you know, I feel like a bunch of those guys are in on this, simply, especially when it comes to their pocketbook and their jobs. You know, they see that when he's saying, I'm going to send the $12 million back, you know, and they're, you know, seeing that he's saying we're going to get those jobs back to America. You know, that's just a big sales point for a lot of folks that want to see that kind of thing happen. And they come out to vote for stuff like that, I think.
I think you're absolutely right, Kurt. I think what's fascinating is you've even got two talk show hosts battling about Donald Trump. I mean, this is the kind of free coverage the guy gets. Okay, so Glenn Beck doesn't like Trump and can't understand why anybody would vote or consider Donald Trump because, hey, you look at his record and the guy's a socialist, the guy's a progressive, the guy's a concern. Now, by the way, Glenn Beck is right on that fact.
Yep.
Okay. However, then Sean Hannity would say, you know what, you're right about all that, but you know what? Donald Trump is changing in his heart about who he is, what he believes. He's had some come to conservative ideology moments, and he's changed. He's really changed. And because he's changed, he's seen things differently now. And you got to give him a chance. He's certainly way different than Barack Obama. And he's tapping into what America cares about, and people are willing to forgive his past because he's saying and currently doing the right things, like saying, I'll prosecute Hillary Clinton, like calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve, et cetera, et cetera. If he just doesn't tell a lie and he remains true on that, he'll do more than most. And so, you know what? Donald Trump crashes Glenn Beck's stump speech in Nevada. But now there's a big debate between Hannity, and I guess they just kind of said, well, look, we're at an impasse on our beliefs, but Hannity and Beck face off over Trump. It's kind of interesting. What a bunch of free coverage. Hannity invited Beck on his show. It's just free coverage everywhere for Trump, no matter what people think.
Well, that's the way it always works on whoever the media chooses to cover, is that the other guys, you know, the Carsons or whatever, can't, I mean, they just literally can't even buy that kind of coverage. If they,
no,
I don't
question,
care if they had all the money almost in the world, if they're not getting the coverage, then, you know, the only way, the way to buy it is, as you always teach us, he who owns the media makes the rules. You know, that's what happens, and you have to have the money and the stations and the outlets to put your word out, like Glenn Beck has. I mean, he has a pretty good voice, so does Sean Hannity, you know, and they're able to reach quite a few folks with their ideas.
So here's the question. Is Trump then the anointed one, Kurt?
You know, I don't think, at least, that he was the preferred one. You know, I don't think Ronald Reagan was preferred at his time. But sometimes I think that what they do, I remember with Ronald Reagan, they forced him to take Bush as the vice presidential candidate. And, you know, typically what they do is they surround the nominee or the president with so many of their, I was going to say lackeys, but so many of their insider kind of kingmen kind of guys that, you know, I mean, if you want to kind of see how it probably works a lot, you can watch a movie called Dave, and you'll see how many times the president, you know, with the other guys around him, he doesn't really control the show. He just might think he does, you know. That movie, and then, of course, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington would give you a little more pictures of how it is behind the scenes, in my opinion. But anyway.
Very interesting stuff going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching the, I checked on things late last night, and like you said, at first, you know, Drudge had the oh, you know, he was putting up results and had all zeros for everybody. And really after that, I think the next headline I saw was showed a picture of Donald Trump's back of his head and in front of him is, you know, like, at least they had like three crazed white women look like, and they were trying to reach to get his autograph or a picture with him, you know, and all you saw was the nominee underneath the bottom of it, you know. So Drudge is an example of the new media taking center stage, you know. And the boys,
I hear that.
Boys like CNN and everybody else, imagine if they really chose not to cover that, not to give him the coverage from Fox, and, you know, because they had their guy. I think they'd just be sitting there going, how come nobody's watching even, you know, we're having even fewer voters or fewer viewers, you know. But the new media is, as you've taught us, taking center stage. You know?
Yeah, you're right about that, and I find it interesting that I think Trump is basically the very well could be the anointed one. I don't believe he could get this far without their help. The proof is Fox is in the tank for him, even though they have this Megyn Kelly fiasco. It's all for ratings. The fact is Hannity and Beck really are both Fox insiders, even though Beck's not with Fox now, supposedly because he, you know, is not allowed to talk about God, and you kind of wonder. You'd like to ask Sean Hannity, you're not allowed to talk about God either. Nevertheless, you know, Hannity has Glenn on, and they talk directly about this debate, and it's all basically ratings for these hosts, it's all ratings for Trump, and it, none of it would happen if they didn't want it to. So exactly how anointed he is, whether he's their first choice or not, exactly how much pull we have outside of the anointed one status, if you will, or the control of the mainstream press, it's hard to say. And I agree that, you know what, I don't think Reagan was their first choice either, but I do think they, you know, forced Bush on him, to, as you said, to make things up or make things work. It's interesting, Governor John Kasich and Ben Carson still remain in the race, but neither was even close to competitive in Nevada. The two of them didn't even get 10% together, Kurt. I don't even know if their campaign should continue. Are they on life support? What do you think?
You know, the only one I hope that stays is, of course, Carson, but... I just like what he adds to the mix. No,
I agree.
He certainly takes away at least that whole deal of, like typically the socialists and the, you know, at least that's what we call them, I guess, the Democrats are typically saying the Republicans, if you will, are all just about white guys. And then, you know, it's pretty hard when they say, well, yeah, what about the top? Two of the guys are, Latinos, and another one is a black man. You know, the thing is, he's the wrong kind of a black man for them.
Yeah, he doesn't think properly, you know.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Not in the he's tank for Planned Parenthood. He doesn't just ditch his wife and create babies all over the place. He's just not doing it the way he ought to do it, they think. The other thing I like about Ben Carson is this. They can say that Ted Cruz is impossible to get along with and Trump's impossible to get along with or whatever. They're both too bold. Trump brings he's like Kurt Crosby-esque. He brings a very humble delivery to his bidding or campaign.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby talking about Donald Trump. I'm asking the question, is he the anointed one? I don't believe he could get near as far as he's got without media adoration and attention. I just don't believe it. And I know everybody's like, oh, man, the media hates him, Sam. I don't think so. I think that's a great political theater idea, but I don't think they hate him at all, or he wouldn't be where he is. I'm just telling you that. However, Kirk brings up that, hey, I doubt that Ronald Reagan was their first pick either, but they had to deal with it. He was popular, and they added Bush to make sure that Reagan didn't get too much done. And well, the next question is, will the same thing happen to Trump? Don't know. We'll keep an eye on that ball. Are they going to broker a deal with Cruz? What are they going to do? Rubio is starting to edge out Cruz now. Rubio got 24%. Nevada Cruz got 22%. It's been very close, but every time they say Rubio's just edging out Cruz. So will it be that Trump has to make a deal with Cruz to just flat out shut down Rubio, Carson, and Kasich? Time will tell. I know a lot of people say, Sam, why do you waste time with this horse race? Well, is the Donald the anointed one is kind of the question. Now, just to bring up a couple of other quick things about this. Hannity and Beck are facing off over Trump. They're getting a lot of political theater and a lot of ratings over that. Now, Pope Francis was very critical of Donald Trump, said his immigration policies, how could you be a Christian and be like that? So Pope Francis saying Donald was not a Christian, but now Pope Francis was forced to back down, saying that Donald's not Christian, and that really put a feather in the cap for the Donald. He won again even against the Pope, Kurt.
One of the things I was going to say on this whole Pope thing,
yes, sir.
At least is that, the Pope also criticized him, Trump, for saying about that he was going to build this wall and all that stuff. And I guess Rush Limbaugh commented about, doesn't the Vatican have walls?
They ought to just take the walls down, let the Vatican hang out with the people there, Kurt.
it's a very good point, I mean, it's like the guys who say, on your phone, you're just, what are you worried about the government seeing on there? And then basically the guy comes back and says, well, all right, just give your bank account out and all your information and let's see you do it, you know. And most people, whether you're the Pope or anybody else, you kind of enjoy a wall or two or a little privacy, you know. And
protection, security. It's kind of like how all these bureaucrats run around and tell us that they need to disarm every one of us while they run around and arm all these countries in the world to the teeth.
Exactly.
And then they run around with their entourage of armed goons to protect them. And we pay for it when it comes to the Secret Service. You know, Hillary's running around with a bunch of Secret Service taxpayer-funded goons running around protecting her while she's telling everybody to disarm, right?
That's right.
So I find that kind of strange. And that just shows the dichotomy of the wall and the Pope and everything else. Now, here's what I find fascinating, Kurt. Listen carefully to this. Murder Donald Trump. That is a quote from Twitter users who are threatening to assassinate Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to know how to deal with this because take my words out of context and you think that I'm saying this. I'm not saying this at all. In fact, it goes against everything I believe. I follow the Prince of Peace and I would reject that. Thou shalt not kill is what the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments says. The fascinating thing to me about this is Ammon Bundy did a sit-in at a debated property about whose it really is. And it was very peaceful and the government then killed someone over the whole thing. And they have Ammon Bundy behind bars. But now these guys can run around and say, assassinate Trump. You got Twitter users saying, murder Donald Trump. And those guys are all just running around free, Kurt. In fact, there's not even any real repercussions except in the conservative news circles.
Well, that's right. And they would call that freedom of speech, you know. And yet, if Ammon Bundy or, you know, the like does that, and they're going to spend some time in the slammer. It's like the
but Ammon Bundy never said to kill anyone.
That's right. Well, Andy was the wrong color too. But you know, the Ferguson guys, man, they burned cop cars and all that kind of stuff. And as far as I know, there's nobody in jail over that.
There ought to be, sir. That's what I'm kind of pointing out is that hey, this is all wrong here now. I disagree with this idea on Trump or Hillary or anybody. I don't support either of those people for president. Nevertheless, I would never encourage any harm on any of them.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, we just have justice for all. You know, in other words, Hillary would have her day in court. And we'd see the real evidence and see, was she really guilty of the things that are alleged? And, you know, in my opinion, she'd get her justice, and she'd have her three square meals for.
There you go. Do they call that a what do they call that, a comeuppance or whatever?
Yeah, or just desserts.
Yeah, there you go. Even Donald Trump is saying that, Kurt. You and Donald are on the same side of that thing.
Well, you know, and that's where the people, you know, kind of see over and over that there's one class of folks that gets treated differently than the rest of us. And they kind of hope for a champion. And, you know, that's where your Cruz and Donald Trump both get their support.
You're right about that.
For a champion there.
Even Charles Koch and Bernie Sanders agree on that one, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know,
wow.
They're saying that this not a fair deal, that some people get more justice, more access, if you will, and, you know, and they're right, you know.
Now, Kurt, I find this also interesting. You know, John Kasich and Ben Carson, neither of them even have in double digits. They're, depending on where you go, they're around, you know, 4 to 7, 8, whatever percent, 9, 10, maybe kind of range. On one hand, we want Ben Carson to stay in because he does bring this element, in my opinion, of a humble man to the table. He brings very logical, well-thought-out viewpoints on a lot of things. No question his conversion to Christianity is real. No question the guy's brilliant. No question that you can't say it's just a white guy's party with him involved, etc. I mean, he stands with his wife. He doesn't have all kinds of scandals in his closet. Now, that's great, and I support that. The problem that I have, though, is this. How much money is it taking Kasich and or Carson to stay in the game? And, you know, who's funding that? You know, good American people that could be funding something else? It's hard to say how valuable it is at what cost, right?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I know I personally have given some money to Carson simply because, you know, I want to encourage the good stuff as I can. And, you know, when it comes to him, I mean, if I were, this is kind of a weird thought, but if I were Donald Trump, I'd choose like a guy like Ben Carson. And then I'd maybe choose a Ted Cruz to take care of the Department of Defense, or at least Secretary of State, something like that, you know.
I'd put Ted Cruz in charge of abolishing the Federal Reserve.
Well, yeah, that'd be a great...
Now, that might, you know, create a rift between him and his woman, but hey.
You know, that's right. I mean, you know, you basically just got to unite those guys that have been... they have a following group and make sure they're your friend. Now, you know, I was going to say do it kind of like Obama and Hillary, but in my opinion, you know, that's... I don't really want Hillary on... my side in any way, really. But anyway, that was that would be a nice move, I think, by Trump, you know, to invite Ben Carson, you know, and I believe he'd be a good
counterbalance
representative and a good kind of a, I don't know, a softer side for Donald Trump.
A counterbalance for sure. It's kind of like Sam and Kurt. Sam's all belligerent. Kurt's all patient and stuff. It's pretty similar. You know what I mean? All I'm telling you is I think it'd be good. It would eliminate one of the five. Kasich would simply be all by himself alone then. And you would gain, what, you'd add another 5 to 10% at least to Trump? I guess the big story, too, is that Trump's picking up a lot of Bush supporters. People are surprised by that. The establishment, they say, is kind of freaking out. About that a little bit. I don't know that that's all true, but I do know that he's picking up Bush supporters, Kurt.
Well, you know, the hanger-oners of the insider crowd that, you know, kind of wanted Bush again because they longed for the, quote, glory days of the past Bushes. You know, I think at least they see that finally that train is, you know, stopped. And so I don't know what a real Bush supporter is. I mean, typically they're just a kingman kind of guys, and you know, but they do like to be able to pick a winner. There are many people in the political areas where they really don't care about the results. But
yeah, don't throw your vote away is the idea, huh? Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, a caller dialed in today. Don't get too excited about Ben Carson. Person didn't want to go on the air but wanted to make this point. His campaign manager is a homosexual. And part of the problem is, you know, we know that there's been some kind of links to some people that are linked to Louis Farrakhan. And there might be kind of an undertone of the Black Lives Matter stuff, even though Ben may not completely agree with it. He's tied into that to some degree, and that's of great concern, too. So just a shout out from a caller. I want to move on, though, from the Trump and the Carson and the presidential campaigns to something, in my opinion, very important that we need to cover. And that is this. We've been working on city government at the local level for quite some time, and especially in Kirk Crosby's little town called Cedar Hills, Utah. And in Cedar Hills, Utah, they had a mayor completely meltdown. And he had some national charges against him and went to prison. And then they got another mayor. Anyway, they've had all kinds of political corruption and problems in the city for quite some time. It's a little teeny city. You're surprised. It's a very, on the surface, very moral, very good family-oriented community. I mean, it's just an amazing place to be. But when you dig in, you find out there's political corruption at the highest levels of this local city. And I've been attracted to this because I've seen this little city get covered in national newspapers and in statewide news organizations. The Deseret News and many others have covered the scandals going on in this little town. Since Kirk Crosby's ran for office there several times, he's never really got much of the vote, but we've kind of discovered some questionable voting realities there that have concerned us greatly. And so I started to take a look at this thing. I filed some grandma requests, which are equivalent to Freedom of Information Act requests on the local level. And I've been nothing but stymied about the results that I've got. I mean, it's just, you kind of go, what? Are you serious? But yet they've done every bit that they can do to shut me down when it comes to my grandma requests. And as things have gone on, I've tried to take them to the records committee. We went to the record ombudsman. They told a complete fabrication right in front of the records committee ombudsman for the state of Utah. I mean, they've just done some things that are just shocking. And so I eventually felt like we've got to do something more. And so Kurt agreed with me, and together we wrote a document that we just released to the public officials in this little town called Cedar Hills, Utah. The headline says, we publicly call for the, well, let me start over. We publicly call for Cedar Hills, Utah Mayor Gary Gygee for his immediate resignation. Kurt, do you want to read the article there? Hopefully,
yes,
Kurt can break this down for us here.
By the way, I want to respond real quickly to the caller about the Ben Carson thing. You know, we are aware of that, and it certainly isn't part of the Ben Carson campaign that we agree with. You know, it reminds me of the days of Bill Clinton. You know, there was, I don't remember hardly any time that we agreed with him, but every so often he actually did something that was worthwhile, and we tried to, well, I guess you could say point that out, you know, as as Zig Ziglar would say, even a stop clock is exactly right twice a day. And, you know, the town drunk is a good example of a bad example. So there's something good typically in about everything. But back
and really quick, too, once in a while when you think about it, let's just say that, you know, Ben Carson picked a few people to be on his campaign staff, and then he gave them authority to pick others, and they picked somebody that he kind of went, ooh, that's not very good. What do you do at that point, though? Do you kick him out and make the gay issue the top discussion to where now you just get your whole, you know, campaign derailed by this, you know, discussion, or do you just simply let it go for now? All I'm telling you is oftentimes these things happen. You would at first glance think, well, that means Ben Carson's for this or bored with that or okay with this or that. That may not even be true. Sometimes you're forced just to let things go to say, you know what, I'm not going to derail on that issue. It's not worth the battle over that right now. And so I kind of personally believe, and I don't have evidence of this, this is just my belief, that that's kind of the situation that Ben Carson's in with some of the people surrounding him, is that they have some strange ties and circumstances that he may not agree with. But you go ahead and bring that up and just melt everything down over that. And it's about impossible to let them go, but not have that become a meltdown point. And so what do you do when you're in those situations? And the better part of valor oftentimes is just to hold your tongue and let things ferret themselves out. Anyway, so I'm not saying I'm defending Ben Carson as much as I am making a point that I don't know, just because we have this tidbit or that tidbit, that it really equates to meaning what we think it means. Well, so there you have it.
So much, you know, it even fits our situation as we went to Burns, Oregon, on the, you know, basically arrived there the Saturday morning of the great event to, you know, basically support the Hammonds. You know, then basically our pictures are shown as, hey, there's the guys, you know, occupying the, wildlife preserve, and it wasn't the case, and yet that's how the media could associate us with it. Simply we were there earlier but not later, but you know, that's just the way that works.
Well, they could also say, you know what, Sam Bushman's friends with Ammon Bundy, in fact good friends. They, you know, I mean, Sam even had the direct phone number to Ammon inside there, and Ammon spent more time on the radio with Sam than anybody else, and therefore Sam really secretly wants to take over this wildlife refuge. And okay, we can go with all kind of things, but at some point you got to kind of back up a little bit and say, you know what, we don't know what's on Ben's mind. He's publicly not going to discuss it right now. I bet he's not happy with it, but what is he going to do at this point? How's he going to handle it? And so those are questions that we got to deal with. And we also need to say this, in my personal opinion, you can judge a lot of things even if you drop the allegations or semantics or questions or inside intrigue or whatever term you want to use for some of this stuff going around about anybody. And I would just simply step back and say, you know what? The Bible's very simple and very clear about how to judge people in situations. You never judge them with an unrighteous judgment, and you never judge them for your own benefit. However, we do have to make a judgment call if we're going to have him represent us. And so the judgment call that I would use is I just step back and say, by their fruits shall you know them, Kurt. And I look at Donald Trump's fruits, and I see all kinds of division and fighting and battling. I see the same thing with Ted Cruz. I see Kasich, an insider, trying to divide those people in government and out of government. In other words, he's saying, unless you're really a government hack like me, you don't stand a chance. You got to be a government insider if you want to do any good for government. I mean, I'm the only one that knows, kind of an attitude. And I see Ben Carson going, hey, guys, I've made mistakes in my life, and I used to think differently because I grew up in the hood, if you will, but I've really learned to read. You know, my personal story is real. I had a personal conversion about Jesus Christ. I've lived my life as a Christian man. Here's me. Here's my wife. Here's my family. Here's my career. Here's who I am. Here's what I'm doing, and here's what I want to do. I want to bring back God, family, and country. I want to bring back some of these things, And so I guess I'm just kind of saying, I look at that and I say, what about Ben Carson? When you look at their fruits, can you say, you know what, that's just bad. That's just horrible. There's not a scandal on him. He's humble. He's polite. His delivery, it may not be as, quote, polished as some of the bureaucrats, but he's not an attorney. He's a physician, which shows he's incredibly intelligent. But really, is there a ton bad? I don't think so. And you could say, well, there's some associations in his past. And my response is, who doesn't have some associations that they, well, may not agree with. Maybe it's an association from the past where you went to school, or a family member, or a, you know, a political relationship that you're not really happy about. What about those things? And I guess I'm saying that I look at Ben Carson's fruits of all the candidates, of all the five that are left, and I say this, his fruits are every bit as good as every one of them, if not better, it, regardless of the things we may have, quote, supposedly heard about Ben Carson. I would think that Ben Carson, Rand Paul was who I was for first. Now it's probably Ben Carson, even though I have some concerns. Out of the top five, hey, who has better fruit than Ben? Anybody? I don't think so. What do you think, Kurt? And by the way, we'll get to this article next hour.
That's how I see it, you know, and a little bit more of the national whole Trump thing. According to the Weekly Standard, at this time, Trump has brought in 420,000 votes. That's with the first four states. In 2012, Mitt Romney had brought in about 311,000 votes, so... and then you go back to McCain, who had at that time brought in 250,000 votes. And that goes to this point that sometimes they don't mention, and that is that, you know, there are people that haven't participated that are jumping in there saying, hey, we want something to happen, and they're tired of the standard Republican-Democrat deal.
Yep. See, I personally wish Ben Carson would go third party. He could become a constitutional, yeah, a Constitution Party candidate. He could run third party. He's probably not going to win the nomination on the Republican ticket anyway. And if we got somebody to team up with him, just say we got a David A. Clark Jr., a sheriff, to team up with a Ben Carson. Now you got a little bit of boldness. You got reasoned education on both of them. You've got, what, two Americans that really, well, they might not be the perfect, quote, insider Republicans, but... hey, that certainly stand for what they believe in together. Just imagine a Ben Clark and David A. Clark Jr. ticket, Kurt.
Wow.
Be interesting to watch, that's for sure. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. Got two things. Got this article we're going to cover that we wrote about the resignation. We're pushing for the mayor of Cedar Hills, Utah, Gary Gygi, to flat out resign because of his abuses of people and the law. Anyway, that's number one. Number two, we're going to be talking to Tom DeWeese. He's an expert on rejecting Agenda 21, and man, he's got some crazy stuff to tell us. LibertyRoundtable.com in seconds. This nation shall endure.